Shalom saints, and I greet you. Shalom saints, and I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I welcome you this evening to this exhortation once more. And as a way of introduction, I am Brother Matthew Kesh from LOC Nairobi, Tororo. So if you have your Bible, we shall turn to 2 Corinthians 12, and then we shall also turn to St. John 5. So before we read the word, let's have a word of prayer. Precious God and Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Tonight as we come to read your word and speak a few words out of it, Lord, may you bless, use this small opportunity to bless back our hearts, Father, and edify us to the glory and praise of your holy name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray and believe. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, 2 Corinthians 12 from verse 9 says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And St. John 5:19 says, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise." May God add a blessing the reading of his word. So for a title tonight, Perfect Strength by Perfect Weakness. Praise be the name of the Lord. We try to make our weaknesses excuses. We want to tell how big we are, how great we are. I think that is one of the things that we need to get out of our mind. Praise be to God. We go to become nothing in order for God to work through us. Praise be to God. Because it is God that worketh through us. God that worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It is not by might, neither by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So the more we can get out of the way, the more God can work through us. Praise be to God. And that is what we go to church for, is to find out where our fault is and the things that we might better ourselves by. If we go to church for any other objective than this, I am afraid we won't get too much out of going to church. We must go to find our weaknesses, find our bad places and how little we are, and put our trust in somebody that's strong. Praise be to God. And that somebody is God. He is the Almighty. Praise be the name of the Lord. When we are insufficient ourselves, then we are subject to yield to God's Spirit. As long as we think that we can do it, then we can't do it. But when we get to a place where we know we can't do it, then we yield ourselves to God, and he will do it. Praise be to God. So then if it is us trying to do it, we will fail. But if we will just yield ourselves to God, then God can't fail. Praise be to the name of the Lord. So as long as we are trying in ourselves and depending on our own abilities and so forth, we will do nothing. Praise be to God. But when we get to a place where we know we are nothing, then God can use us. Praise be the name of the Lord. You get to a point where you can say, I do nothing. Praise be the name of the Lord. And make a complete surrender. We cannot use one ability. We have got to surrender. Make a complete surrender. Praise be to God. And to come to God, you have got to surrender to him. Soul, body, and spirit. Everything that you are has to be surrendered to God in order that he can work and do his will in you and me. Praise be the name of the Lord. So we go to get away from the human ability. We go to get to a place where we can surrender our souls and our lives. We go to surrender completely to God and know that we are nothing. Then God, and let God start from there. Then he starts moving, working. Praise be to God. And that includes all of us. That is the thing that we go to do. Praise be the name of the Lord. Just go to Him in complete and total surrender of your weaknesses and say, "Here I am. I have nothing, no ability that you can trust." Praise be the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, "A contrite and a broken heart, God shall not despise." Amen. And the message, perfect strength by perfect weakness, Brother Branham said, when more of you can get out of yourself, more room you have got for the Holy Spirit to come in. Praise God. I have often said, the greatest enemy I got is William Branham. He's the one that gets in God's way. He's the one that gets lazy. He's the one that gets to a place sometimes where he thinks he can do something about it. And when he does, that forces God right out of the picture. But when I can get rid of that guy, when I can get to a place that he is out of the way, then God can come over and do things that William Branham knows nothing about. Praise be the name of the living God. And that's when God can use you. He can use anybody when he gets out of the way. But as long as we got ourselves on the way, then we are on our own. Praise be the name of the Lord. God said to Paul, "My strength is made perfect in your weakness." My strength becomes more perfect as you become more weaker. The more you can yield to me, the better I can use you. Praise be the name of the Lord. So in a message, Hidden Life, the prophet said, "And now when the brethren received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they said, 'This is the summit. This is all of it.' But brethren, that's wrong." See, there is no summit to God's power. We move on and on and on. The unlimited resources of God has never been tapped yet. Blessings and power that we know nothing about. It has never been even revealed to angels. He's laying just ahead for his church that we believe. For eyes has not seen, ears has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of men, what God has for them in store that love him. So don't limit God. Just surrender. Praise be to God. Do like Paul. Paul said, "I die daily." Praise be the name of the Lord. Surrender to him daily. Because it is unlimited what God can do with a man who is completely surrendered to him. Praise be the name of the Lord. And Brother Branham said, "We do not become seed by rebirth, but because we are seed, we can be reborn." Praise be to God. So Adam was a seed son. He was a seed, and every seed of God is given a promise. So when God gives you a seed, he gives you a promise to go with that seed. You can't become the word unless you manifest the promise of your day. So Adam was a seed of God, seed of the word, and he was given a promise: be fruitful, multiply, and have dominion. That was his promise. That was his commission. But listen now, Adam was number 6 and Elohim was number 7. God made man on the 6th day. And Adam was created in God's image, in his likeness. So Adam came up to godliness, but God is complete in 7. So that means Adam had to add to his number 6 to number 7. And number 7 was God's rest. But that was to be added to number 6. That was to be added to bring Adam to perfection, complete. Praise God. So Adam had to be called to a place of rest. On the 7th day, God himself had to cease from his own works. He gave the 7th day as rest. So he told Adam, "Be fruitful and multiply," and Adam could not do that until he enters into God's rest. And that rest was a rest that can bind the enemy, because the rest of one day represented 1,000 years of millennium, where Satan is bound, where Satan can find nothing that can work through. Praise be the name of the Lord. Millennium is a circumstance, situation where Satan will find nothing he can work through. Praise be to God, in the name of the Lord. And that's why St. John 5:19 is very important. Because St. John 5:19 is your place of rest. Because under there, the sun can do nothing. Praise be the name of the Lord. Now, the only way that the sun can do nothing is that he himself has to become nothing. That is your place of perfect weakness. Praise be the name of the Lord. It's a place where your mind goes out, and under there, your mind becomes the mind of God. That is rest. Praise be the name of the Lord. And Jesus came to demonstrate the rest that was given to Adam. For 3.5 years, Jesus said the sun can do nothing. Praise be to the name of the Lord. For 3.5 years, Jesus said, even the work that I do, it is not I that do, but the Father that doeth the works. Praise be the name of the Lord. And that is perfect rest. That means he did nothing. It was Elohim, the Father, who was at work. But he can only work through a body, a redeemed body, a word body, because God can only work through the word. Praise in the name of the Lord. So St. John 5:19 is not a doctrine, is not just a message. It is your place. It is your position. This season, if God has to work through you, you must find St. John 5:19. Because God wants you to cease from your own works. Praise be the name of the living God. You must cease from your own ways. The human element must all go out. All of it out. Then you come under St. John 5:19. Where the mind of Christ becomes your mind. And then under there, the devil is bound. Praise be the name of the Lord. So when Satan comes, he finds nothing. He can't find anything he can work through because you have become nothing. Praise be the name of the Lord. Because Satan must find something that he can work through. So when he comes and finds that you have become nothing, then Satan is powerless. Praise be the name of the Lord. That's why Adam could not operate the word without St. John 5:19. The promise that was given to Adam could be fulfilled in two ways. The animal way and by spoken word. Because Jesus says that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That means there was the flesh way, the animal way, but the animal way leads to death. Praise be the name of the Lord. So Adam was given the word, just like you have been given the word. But the question is, how do you operate the word without God's mind? Praise be the name of the Lord. You need God's mind to operate the word. You need God's mind concerning his word. You need to know what to do with the word. Praise be the name of the Lord. So it is not just to have the word, but you also need the mind of Christ to know what to do with the word. Praise be the name of the Lord. And not just what, but when and how. Praise God. But the prophet said, we got a big hallelujah. The word is in the bride and the mind of Christ to know what he wants done with the word. And she does it in his name. She has thus says the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. And that's why the revelation of a new birth is very important. Because that which is born of flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The greatest gift that God gave us was a soul that has a seed in it. Not just a soul, but a soul that has a germ, God's word in it. That gives you the right that your soul can be reborn. You can become like God. The potentials are in your soul by a seed. Praise be to God. And God, through Malachi 4, gave you a promise that because you are a seed, you can be reborn. Praise be the name of the Lord. So I don't care the mistakes you make. I don't care how many times you fall. You shall be reborn. Praise be the name of the Lord. You are coming back as sons and daughters of God. Because if you're seed, then you can be reborn. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, Bride of the Living. God bless you, Bride of the Living Christ. I'm Sister Gloria Okech from LCN Nairobi Tororo Church, and my pastor is Brother Bernard Achun. God bless you. This is the Ephesians, at the end of the age. God has made known to us the mystery of His word. We were chosen and predestinated for such a time like this, you're coming out of, and we are going in to the other side. I will be there once a stranger without fellowship. Now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. Will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses? There's a body prepared for you on the other side. We are living in the promise for this day. Back to our origin, God has made a way. The bride is the final voice, and she has stood at the waist. A victory show. We have an open door to the other side. I will be there once a stranger without fellowship. Now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. There's a body waiting for you on the other side. When the path is through rough waters, I'll be with thee. And the walk is through the fire, it will not hurt thee. For I am the Lord your God, and that precious in my sight shall have no other God but me, because I have no other wife but thee. On the other side, I will be there. Stranger without fellowship. Now in Christ I have citizenship to the other side. Will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses? There's a body waiting for you on the other side. This is the Star Wars. We stand in peace and Orion. Look to the undersea. For our battle bride is dwelling, the bride is dwelling under the palm tree. This is the vision. All things are under his feet. Seed of Abraham. And the preparation for the rapture. Between 6 and 9. On the other side, I will be there. Once a stranger without fellowship, now in Christ I have citizenship. To the other side, will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses, there's a body waiting for you on the other side. On the other side, I will be there. A stranger without fellowship, now in Christ I have citizenship. To the other side, will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses, there's a body waiting for you on the other side. On the other side, how will be there? Once a stranger without fellowship, now in Christ I have citizenship. To the other side, will you be there? Who was dead in sins and trespasses, there's a body waiting for you on the other side. There's a body waiting for you on the other side. There's a body waiting for us on the other side.
Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm Brother William Ekal, and I'm from LCA Nairobi Toro. My beloved pastor is Pastor Bernard Chute. I'm glad to testify the goodness of the Lord. I want to appreciate my fellow young people. May God really bless you, because God deserves the praise. Hallelujah. And when we testify of his goodness, it shames the devil. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from two portions of scripture, but let's just bow down our heads and have a word of prayer. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I kindly approach your throne this moment, Lord, because I know that you're God from beginning to the end, the God who never fails, the God who answers by fire, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham. Lord, you're my God, my everything, my all in all. Lord, I welcome you here. Lord, to take control over my life, to take control over my words, Lord, and let me speak from a clean heart. If there's anything that is contrary in my heart, take it away, Lord, as far as the east is from the west, Lord God, and let your glory be revealed, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, because you are the King of Kings. You came forth and gave in your life for us that we can live. And Father, today we testify and give glory back to you. I pray and believe, Lord, that you are here. In Jesus' name, amen. We know that my words may fail, but the author himself, who is God, his words can never fail because they are eternal. That's why we have to always invite him, praise the Lord, to come and lead us. I'm going to read from 1 Peter 1, 6 to 7, where the Bible says, hallelujah, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness, though manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Then the next scripture is 1 Peter 4:12-13. The Bible says, behold, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange things happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. My title is, the trial of your faith is much more precious than of gold that perisheth. And then my inspiration is, count it all joy when you are tried. Hallelujah. Count it all joy when you are tried. At this time that we are living in, God is shaping us, molding us, chastening us, making us a perfect image that he can reveal himself. Hallelujah. And he wants us to be like that. I believe you know how the looks of a perfect image are. The perfect image of God is, praise the Lord, is faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, hallelujah, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity itself, the capstone of love. And when you get there, God takes control over you. Hallelujah. You become the image of God perfectly manifesting in you. You speak words and they take form immediately. It becomes a living word out of the lived voice, which is the final voice to the last age bride. Hallelujah. And you become manifested as the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh my. And for you to get to that stature, it takes God, who is the refiner. He takes you through the fire, through the storms, through the waters, but all through the blood of Jesus. There is a saying that says that gold is worth of being gold by the times it goes through the fire. The more gold grows, the more, hallelujah, the more gold goes through the fire, the more it glows. One time Pastor Ben said that God cannot put you this side of the pipe, then goes and pulls you the other side and tells you, well done, my good and faithful servant. You have to fight out. You have to get wounded with scars all over. Then you will come out victorious. Praise Jesus Christ. So that on that day, when saints of old give their testimonies in glory, you also have a testimony to tell. People like Stephen will come out and say, I was stoned to death just because of this gospel. John will say, I was beheaded just because of this gospel. Hallelujah. Peter will say, I was crucified upside down just because of this gospel. What will your testimony be, my brother? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you say, I stopped praying because of this gospel? Hallelujah. 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 They quarreled to me because of this gospel. Hallelujah. Will you say, I hated someone because of this gospel? Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I fought someone because of this gospel. Oh, your testimony will lose meaning. Yet men of all gave in their lives just for this gospel. People shed blood because of this gospel. It has been all through the ages, dripping with blood. Hallelujah, this holy ghost gospel. I don't mean that you go and threaten people outside there so that they kill you for this gospel, but endure the suffering and temptations of this present time, and God will give you a crown of life. Our prophet, Brother Branham, suffered to the extent that almost everyone hated him. Hallelujah. He was given all kinds of names, till even when he died, it became worse. Hallelujah. They always say that when a man dies, hallelujah, people like him. But for Brother Branham today, people hate him than they hated him before. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you that blessed art thou when men hate you for the sake of this gospel, for you shall see the glory of God. You chose this narrow way of your own choosing, and for that reason, a huge portion of heaven awaits for you. Hallelujah. The prophet said it's a momentous decision, and it's a narrow way, a way of the despised few. Praise Jesus Christ. And few there will be that will go in there. I am glad that I chose that way. Praise the Lord. Many will despise you along this way, but never lose your focus. My brother, my sister, Many will call you all kinds of names, but keep your eyes on that attraction on Calvary's hill where Christ paid the price for you. Our Lord Jesus, he went through the same that you go through. That's why he had to take a form of man in order to know what you and me go through. And that's the reason we don't have to ever ask him why. Because he knows. Because he has experienced even, hallelujah, even he said in the Bible, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before you. We are not of this world, so that the world won't like us, because we are pilgrims and strangers to them. We do things that they don't do, different things. They can't understand us. We are eagles. We eat eagle food. We are not chickens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why we hear the voice of the mother eagle being eaglets. Hallelujah. The mother eagle tells us what to do. We can't do things on our own. Just like St. John 5:19, the Bible says that the sons can do nothing of themselves but what they see the father do. Even if storms come from all sides, the mother eagle gives us instructions that the storms only strengthen us. There's no need to fear. So we don't have to fear, but go through it. Hallelujah. What we need to do is face our trials squarely and sensibly with prayer and supplication and with trust in God. The Bible says that all that, hallelujah, that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Oh, praise be to God. Trial is a part of the Christian's heritage. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, that this trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. Hallelujah. James 1:2-4. The Bible says that blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Oh my. And don't you forget that the Bible says that the suffering of this present time is not worth to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. I want to let you know this, that the problems we face will either defeat us or develop us, depending on how we respond and react with them. Unfortunately, most people fail to see how God wants to use problems to perfect our lives. The Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. If you love the Lord, your problems were sent to you by God for a purpose. I want to tell you that some of the people, when, hallelujah, who look at you as an enemy, are designed as a part of your destination. Let's take a look at, hallelujah, at these examples. Joseph, for him to be in the palace, hallelujah, of Pharaoh as a prime minister, it was through his brothers who hated him. Hallelujah. They looked at him as his enemy, as their enemy. Yet for him, he loved them. That's the nature of the children of God. Even our Lord Jesus Christ had to let Judas Iscariot betray him in order for him to go to the Father. And another example is you and me. Hallelujah, the bride of Jesus Christ. God had to allow that wicked one, the accuser of the brethren, to tempt you and try you, just like Job. Hallelujah. He was tried with at the end. Hallelujah. He was tried till at the end. He gained it all. Yet the devil thought he would lose it all. And you find some people reaching, hallelujah, they react foolishly by blaming others. And some even resort to committing suicide. Some go ahead and stop serving God and resent their problems rather than pursuing to consider what benefit these problems might bring. God at times uses problems to direct his children. In most cases, sometimes God must light fire under you to get you moving. Problems often point us to the right direction when we are going the wrong way. Hallelujah. I personally have got through a lot, but this never destroyed me, though it shook me to the bone marrow, but it never destroyed me. I have learned a lot from life's experience, that here we have no continuing city, but we are seeking one to come. Though I go through a lot here, it does not define my destination. Hallelujah, that I'm somewhere, but it gets me moving. Hallelujah. It gets me homebound for the promised land. Many have stepped me along this way. Hallelujah. Many have stepped me along this way, but I have never lost my direction. I'm homebound till I lay my trophies someday at the foot of Jesus Christ. I will not rest day and night. I will always cling to that old rugged cross. I realize that, hallelujah, that there are so many obstacles along this way, and many keep falling due to these obstacles. There is a time when it came to the worst part of my life. Hallelujah. I looked around to look for where help will come from, but a still small voice said to me, "Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh." Hallelujah. Come on, my brother, my sister, this is the day that I want to call you out of your comfort zone, out of your sleeping bed. It's time to step out of that boat and walk by faith like Peter did. I looked around, no help. But when I looked up, my brother, my sister, there came peace in my soul, peace internal, peace like never before. And since then, I have never been the same. I was moved to go and share the goodness of this God in school all over. And I have seen the hand of God move with my own eyes. What I used to hear, hallelujah, that looked like a myth. And I read, hallelujah, hallelujah, this became manifest. I saw God move with my own eyes, and this attracted many students to come and find out about this God, because I knew He lives. Hallelujah. But His words are life. My brother, my sister, words may fail me to express the goodness of the Lord. Why did this happen? Just because I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to depend upon His word. Hallelujah. God sometimes uses problems to inspect you. If you want to know one, hallelujah, what is inside someone, just drop him into the hot water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has God ever tested your faith? Has God, hallelujah, ever tested your faith? Hallelujah. With a problem, what do problems reveal about you? If someone barks at you or shouts at you, what will you do as a Christian? Will you shout back or even fight? Hallelujah. Learn to know that He who lives in you is greater than all. Hallelujah. You've heard of people fighting and killing each other. Why? Because when such a condition comes, it reveals the nature of a spirit in you. Because every spirit has a nature. If you are a person who likes quarreling all the times, disrespecting people, not temperance in you, admiration, praise the Lord, jealousy, you see someone with something, you feel bad, you don't feel good for the others, that's the nature of the spirit in you. And you can't be changed just by anything. And you reach the extent of even saying, that's my nature, that's the way I was brought up. No, that's the nature. That nature in you has to die first. It's the devil. For Christ to live in you, you must die for Christ to live in you. Because some people have just always gone through reformation. The spirit in them just keeps changing its form, changing its nature. For example, if the person was a thief, he just starts getting people's debts and not paying them back. That means that spirit has just changed or transformed itself. Hallelujah. Has just changed its form. Hallelujah. Has just reformed, rather not transformation, taken another form. But the same spirit, that person needs to be transformed, not reformed. And transformation is done by fire. Hallelujah. Which fire? Holy Ghost fire comes upon you and makes you a new creature. And hallelujah. And becomes Christ living in you. And then you find you love everybody, whether bad or good, rich or poor. Praise the Lord. Because in this world, we are meant to love our enemies. And that's what defines a Christian. That's what differentiates us and the world, because the devil can never love. Praise Jesus Christ. Brother Branham knew his enemies because, hallelujah, God made him know them. But he loved them to the extent that he could even hug them. And the angel just told him, the person he just hugged just stabbed you. Hallelujah. With a knife. But no one knew between Brother Branham's enemies. and his friends. Why? Because he treated them all equally. Oh my, hallelujah. We ought to be that way. Christ was veiled in Brother Branham, and he promised to be in a group of people in the last days, the people who will be God's own mouthpiece and a final voice, the final edge. Hallelujah. There was a life Brother Branham had that was expressing itself, its nature, and that life was Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And I want to tell you, there is a life behind the name that makes the demons tremble. So my brother, my sister, if the life of Jesus is not in you, the devil will continue revealing his life through you, and his nature will expose him through you, because you will be doing things and we will be able to see his nature in you, till one day you get recognized, you come to a realization. Hallelujah. Eat yourself, then you will be between two points to choose, between death and life, to get that life out of you and let Jesus Christ live in you. To continue with that life is death, just as the Bible says in the book of Romans 8, for the law of life, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise the Lord. When the life of Christ comes upon you, sin has no power over you. You don't have any condemnation because you live a life that's above sin. It's just like you never did it in the first place. Today we have many reformed Christians, but not transformed. They are there in the churches. Praise the Lord. This is to warn every Christian in the church who is just reformed, but not transformed, to get the life of Jesus Christ in him. And let Christ live in you. Praise the Lord. Before it's too late. Then sin will have no power over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a very many precious promises laying right before us, and God promised to give us all those promises. Today there are so many obstacles. If there's anyone trying to hinder you, tell that person, hallelujah, if you want God, don't hinder me. Praise the Lord. Because we are homebound. Praise Jesus Christ. I thank God that the prophets say that not even one seed of God will get lost. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All the fathers given him will come unto him. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just keep standing and trusting him. Let's not do things of this world. Hallelujah. May God really bless you. Let's just commit it all in the hands of God. I pray this, that God will lead you all through, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory be back to God. Once more, by the names, I'm Brother Kiara Emma from LOC, Mbali, and my precious pastor is Pastor Wilson Kamba. We thank God for this day and for this time, but that he has still kept us alive, for we cannot do it by ourselves, but it's just by the grace of the Lord that we are still breathing. So we give glory and honor back to God for what he has done for us. Amen. Without taking a lot of time, the Lord has put a burden on my heart to speak something little, and I pray and I know that it's going to be a blessing to his people. So before we go any further, let us pray. Father, we worship you, we give you glory, we give you honor. We want to say thank you for this time. Lord, you're the one who purposed this, and you're the one who started it, Lord. And I know it's all for the glory of thy name, Lord. As Father, I'm going to speak thy word unto thy people, Lord. I pray that, Lord, may you take me out of that way. Take full charge, control, full preeminence, Lord Jesus Christ. And may the word be a blessing unto your people, Lord. Lord, may you help me speak only, Lord, what you want me to speak, Lord. and let them be your words, not my own words, Lord, but let them come from you. For the glory of thy name, Father, I pray and I believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, my title for today is Forget About Yourself. And we are going to read scripture from the book of Mark, and we are going to start from chapter 10. We're going to start from chapter 10, and we are going to start from verses 21. Mark 10, 21, it says, Then Jesus, beholding, he loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up thy cross, and follow me. Amen. We can jump to verses 28 in that very chapter of St. Mark 10. St. Mark 10, verses 28. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lord, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, brethren, sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing on the reading of that one. Amen. As I said before, forget about yourself. Praise the Lord so much. There is a song that says, Let us forget about ourselves. Let us forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Praise the Lord. You know, God is so powerful. God is so loving. And God is eternal. He's the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. He knows everything from A to Z. And everything that happens in your life, God knows all about it. Even though you're sick, even though you're troubled, you're going through hardship, but the Lord knows all about it. There is a quote that William Branham spoke, and the title of that quote is, We forgot what we are learning for. You can go in the internet, you listen to it, and it's going to be a blessing for you. There lived a little boy that was in the context. And he was to make himself a famous boy and kept the password in his mind. And immediately they could just pick that password. They opened the gate to allow him inside. Praise the Lord so much. And when, of course, they were to go for a learn, they were to go for a competition. He was a learner, but he forgot about the password. When he started going for all his physical training, making himself fit, all the time running around, all that time that he spent on that training to prepare himself ready for a game. Because he wanted to be famous. He wanted to overrun all the others, all his competitors. But during his physical training, He forgot the password. He forgot the main thing. Because of the physical training, all his mind was taken up by the physical training, and he ended up forgetting the main thing. That was the password that could open the gate for him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this boy, when he continued the training all the time, he forgot the password. Praise the Lord so much. God is so good and is so wonderful. Don't you think that this is the same thing today? We give much of our time to these physical things. They take much of our time. Instead of focusing on the main thing, that's why we were born on this world. Praise the Lord. We forget about our God, Jesus Christ. The main thing, eternal life, that's going to save us, that is going to redeem us. He redeemed us by his blood. He saved us. But he's coming one day, pick a bride, a pure one, a perfect, without wrinkle or spot. But the things of this world, the physical things of the body, the desires of all the body, they have taken us away from the Lord. And we have ended up forgetting about the main thing. And that's worshiping the Lord, glorifying his name, lifting him on the most high, praying always, thinking about his name, thinking about his goodness. Praise the Lord so much. If this boy had not spent most of his time on the physical training, he would have not forgotten the password. But he came back to his mind. When it was time for the game, he knew he had forgotten the password. But he started thinking too hard, not until he remembered the password. Praise the Lord so much. Let us forget about our doubt. Let us forget about our past. Forget about your problem. Forget about what you're going to eat. Forget about your job. Forget about all your businesses. Forget about your wife. Forget about your forget about all that takes your mind. And you leave God behind and put those things first. You forget about everything. Forget about your troubles, brother. Forget about what you're going through. I know someone in school. Forget about even that man, that palace that had manned you. Praise the Lord. Just magnify his name. He's going to make a way for you. He knows about all your desires. Worship God. This young rich man came to Jesus. And he was asking him, what could I do, Lord Jesus, so that I can inherit the eternal life? When the Lord Jesus told him that there is remaining only one thing, of course he told him, you know the law. Love your friends. Do good. Praise the Lord. Don't do anything bad to your friends. He said, Master, I've done all that. And he said, there is only remaining one thing. Go sell your riches and give to the poor. The man left when he was hungry. He didn't want to sell off his riches. But you should be ready to give, to surrender your life, to surrender your everything unto God. Brother, time is no more. What is that thing that is taking most of your time? What is that distraction that is making you be disturbed in mind that you cannot worship God? What is that sickness? No matter how long you've stayed in the bad situation, what is that situation that has made you forget about your God? Brothers, just better forget about yourself. Put your focus on this God. He is going to deliver you. He is going to heal you. That's why again, there is a story of a healer. Praise the Lord. The story of the healer, a soldier, a famous man who had who had lost his mind. He had gotten amnesia. He could not remember where he was coming from. But they took him to familiar places. Then he came back to his mind. And he came to know who he was and where he came from. They have taken us to familiar places. And that is in the Word, not in any other place, but in the Word, that we are sons of God, that we belong to God. We ought to do what praises His name. We should live for this God because we belong to Him. My brother, my sister, you forget about yourself. Praise the Lord. Magnify His name, because here in the Bible says, there is no one that has left house, that has left brothers, that has left sisters, that has left lands, that has left father. Which, what does it mean? You have to leave some of the sins. If there is anything that is hindering you to worship this God, to stand for this God, you should forget about it. Because if you don't forget about that small thing, that little thing, you're going to live to lose your eternal life. Because time is no more. This world cannot stand under this condition. Let us cry to this God. Let us call Him back on sin. And we are going to see Him manifest His power within us. Because He cannot fail.